The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
Right now, speaking of your little ones, and I think it actually spreads even beyond that. There's a conversation that I want us to have right now. And before I bring up the conversation and the topic of the discussion, I want you to imagine with me for a moment. Imagine you're in a train in South Korea or in any part of the world where you don't understand the language. And while you're sitting in this train, probably there for travel with holiday or for work, while you're sitting there, you've got these people in the train that are trying to communicate to you. In actual fact, the trying to communicate is becoming louder and louder. It's as if they're shouting at you continuously. But the problem is you don't understand what they're saying. And you can see the frustration in their eyes. You're feeling a little bit of this angst that's rising up inside of you, because you don't understand what they're saying, and they are hoping that you understand what they're saying. This is a glimpse of what it's like for a child that is living with autism, that is struggling to understand some of these issues that they may be facing with emotional connections that we might be trying to have with them. In South Africa, the current amount, it's estimated rather, in March last year, that there are about 270,000 people in South Africa with autism, with 5,000 newly diagnosed in each year. In an article that was published last year in February, parents were calling that it is time that it is brought to attention of those that are in places where they can be able to influence and also, more importantly, make decisions to include children that are born with autism. Someone joining me this afternoon to give more depth and more understanding about this and also celebrate something that they're doing to support this autism community is Moody Mupa, who is part of the team of the Special Spark Autism Center that is opening up this coming weekend in Soshanguve. Is such amazing work to support that community. So without wasting time, Moody, thank you so much for making time to be with us on the Afternoon Drive today.
Hi team, hello everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. I think it's something so important and so special. I think there's a lot of people that on one side have a softening of their heart towards this because they know family members or they know friends or colleagues maybe even that has experienced this. In some cases, we've got people that are even maybe unaware of what this actually looks like, how prevalent it is in our society. So maybe let's start there. What led you to ultimately saying, you know what, we want to give time, attention and focus to the autism community?
Where do I start? This is very close to home because when I started working, I got exposed to working with individuals who are on the spectrum and with other developmental disorders. So being with them every single day, I'd say 24 hours in a day, experiencing what they're experiencing, also the parents, the caregivers, experiencing all of that, I just made a decision that why can't we change it all? Why can't this be a norm? Why should it be something that's out of the extraordinary, of which they just like us?
And I love how you've actually taken just that one experience that you've had. Well, not one experience, the experience that you had in that workplace. Yeah. And you've said, you know what, I'm almost certain that I'm not the only person that is having this pull in their heart and wanting to say, I want to be able to bring it to the public that this isn't something that's sidelined for people to go through. So maybe let's speak about the Special Spark Autism Center. What's that all about? What's the mission of this specific center?
All right. Before I get in, I actually just want to, I mean, at the end of the day, we are educating. Mm. So let me just touch base on what autism is.
Yes, please.
So that everybody's on par with us. Autism is actually a developmental disorder that impairs the ability to communicate and interact. So with that in mind, I am the founder and director of Special Spark Autism. And this is a center we decided to start and establish to actually create and educate the community around what autism is and the developmental disorders. And not only educating them, but with that in line, we are actually letting them know that there is a diagnostic for this, and the treatment is actually multidisciplinary. Yes.
And I think especially the multidisciplinary part, I think a lot of people always struggle with it because to understand just how wide and how broad the spectrum is that each person's case or their child might be at different parts of the spectrum. So now where does that then bring, parents that might be saying, okay, I'm interested in this, I want to be able to learn, how can they be involved in terms of what you've got going at the Special Spark Autism Center?
So what we're doing now is that we're offering therapy for kids who are on the spectrum and those that have developmental disorders. And not only are we focusing on them, the ones that are diagnosed, we are also helping parents who are not sure. They can see the symptoms, but they're not really sure and they're not so confident in seeking help, not sure where to start. We are helping them with that. Directing them to the right people and the right line as to where you can get the diagnostic. And also, we are supporting them and being there by their side. Yeah. So we are not only focusing on the kids themselves, but we're also focusing on the parents and the caregivers.
And I'm sure that is a big thing for the parents.
Yes, definitely. Because at the end of the day, everybody's just so focused on the kid that's diagnosed, but what about the mom? What about the dad? What about the helper that's helping in the house? You know, we also need to be there for them and educate them on all that is happening.
Do you think as a society, as a community, that we are in the know in terms of the difficulties that it is having a child who is on the spectrum, or the difficulties of growing up yourself as someone who's on the spectrum? Do we think as a society, in your research and the work that you've done, that we are aware of this?
No, not at all. Because you can just look at it when you're around people, or when you're out there in the communities, the reaction that they would get, that they would give if you're with an individual who's autistic. Any slight thing that they do that is not normal to what we do, it's just something that's frowned at. So automatically it shows that we have a long way, but we're actually there because of we have people like us, Special Spark, who are actually just putting the first block there, and then everybody can just join in and let's make this community at large just educate them and let them know about what autism is.
So the recent stat that I was reading earlier, it speaks about, you know, the current numbers. Well, this is March last year, speaking about most of the school, 83% of them attended schools, kids that are on the spectrum, attended schools in the city of Cape Town, and only 17% of them in rural areas. And I would like to believe that because of the smaller number in the rural areas, this isn't something that's known. And now you've brought it into a township, you're bringing it into Soshanguve. Was it important for you to actually bring it there and not say take it to the city center, that it's as accessible to parents and children?
It was, because I mean, yes, we do offer therapy in the suburbs and urban areas. We do home sessions with those areas. But us starting a physical center where it's something not everybody is used to just creates a different feel to what any disorder is, in fact. So that whatever disorder, even if you don't know about it, whenever somebody educates you about it, you'll be able to open up and know that, okay, fine, this is what it is and here's the information that I'm getting. What do I do about it? So that's where the people in the rural areas are at, whereby they're not educated enough, but they're open to learn and open to new ideas that people bring in. So that is what is important to me.
I love that. I love that very much, because it just offers them the opportunity to be able to do better in how they've been managing and raising their children. Okay, so the big thing that's happening is that you're actually having your official opening this coming Saturday. What are the details? Where is it going to be? What time is it going to be? What can people expect? And also, I think more importantly, who can come on Saturday for the opening?
All right, yes, exciting times it is. Our opening is on Saturday, the 14th of January, and it'll be where the center is going to be at, of which is in Soshanguve, which is north of Pretoria, and that is at Block VV on Umsenge Street, number 729. So the opening is just to let people know and educate them on what a center is. And because it's something new, we don't have centers in Soshanguve, nor do we have places where they accommodate and specialize with individuals on the spectrum and with other developmental disorders. So this is, I must say, this is the first in the area. So we want to also just let them know that they can come and see what we're all about and So on the day, we're having also a fun day because we just don't want to make it like how you get an open day where you just come see the facility. So we want to have a fun day for individuals on the spectrum. So we'll be having sensory stations for them because they don't normally like what we like. So we want to create a space for them to enjoy and just have it out there for them to have a lovely day with their families and friends. So we're going to be having that face painting. We'll be having food stalls. So we are having quite a lot of which it's a first in Sochanguve. It's mind-blowing.
Oh, man. That sounds like it's going to be really lots of fun and amazing. And I think more importantly, I think you mentioned it earlier, educate, educate, educate. It sounds like it's going to be very informative for those that come. And think even for those that don't have kids that are on the spectrum, I think it would be great for them to pop by to be able to learn a thing or two of if ever they see it in their cousins or their nephews, that they can be able to refer people to the specific center. Before we wrap up our time together, I mean, you know, one of the things that I do know is that you've got a very special someone who's sponsoring a lot of the work that you're doing there. The semi-finalist in the Mrs. Universe South Africa, Dumi Matego. What does it mean for you to be able to have the backing of those that are a part of the community that actually feel like, you know what, this is important? Because from what I understand, you're also a very young person. I think that's the one thing that a lot of people wouldn't know in this conversation. How important is it that you've got the support that people will help you run with the vision that you've got?
I think it's very interesting, actually, to think that there are people actually who are thinking the way that you're thinking. And that's just something that just drives me and gives me a reason to push more and do it over and over and over again. So having her join us and be our biggest sponsor, just to mention, it's really mind-blowing. I can't put words to say how, I don't want to say lucky, but how special maybe we are to have her to actually sponsor us. So just to add on, Tumi is actually also from Pretoria. So she's a mother of an autistic child. So this also is very close to home for her as well. So she just wants to support us, back us, and help us educate and also just reach the resources that we need to reach so that everybody gets assisted in any how that we can.
This is something that is personal for her, and she just thought, you know what, I definitely want to stand and be a part of this. Moody, thank you so much for your time. As we're wrapping up, for someone who wants to get more details about the work that you do in any way, platform, can they find you on social media, website, or a cell phone number that they can reach you on?
Yes, they can find us on social media. It's _ Special Spark on all platforms. And then they can also call us. We're also on WhatsApp with the very same number. So that's 064-679-6472. And can I just mention that we recently developed a foundation called Tabo Foundation, which is under Special Spark. And this is mainly aimed at raising funds to assist people who can't access the therapy and facilities that we are offering. So, yes, we would like anyone who is able to assist us to do so. Those are our numbers and platforms.
Fantastic, Moody. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm really trusting that it's going to be a fantastic time on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Super stuff. That's Moody Mopa, who is the founder of a Special Spark Autism Center in Sochanguve.
The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.